Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 33 of Geek Out with Pebbles. And, oh man, this is, honestly, this weekend was great. Well, obviously, specifically yesterday with the Super Bowl, because if you don't know, I'm a Jets fan. So I hate the Patriots, so I'm always rooting against them, and I was kind of just wanting the Eagles to win for how well they played this season, and they did. They beat the Patriots, and that has just brought about some amazing Super Bowl memes that will be gracing the internet for the next few weeks. Hey, what's up?
I'm back from the dead.
You are. It's I don't know how long has it been since you were last on the show.
I think 3 weeks.
That's too long. That's way too long.
I had the flu.
No. Oh, I'm glad you're better.
I'm not dead.
Because the flu sucks. You're still alive,
anymore.
Which is good. Okay, so I was I noticed that you're. Tag is dinosaur DNA because it does definitely has to do with what we will be talking about a bit later after we get through the Super Bowl memes. Because they're everywhere and they're so perfect because I hate the Patriots with such a passion. Because I'm a Jets fan, and like everyone but Patriots fans hates the Patriots. So, and I'm sorry for my friends from Boston, but you guys all know that I'm a Jets fan. So, like, this shouldn't come as a shock to you if you hear this. Sorry, not sorry. But yeah, no, I had a great time watching the Super Bowl. Did you watch the Super Bowl last night?
No.
Or did you just watch for... You didn't watch any of it? You didn't even watch for the commercials or, like, the movie trailers that they throw in?
No. But you will
but
not
you saw the trailers.
Too much.
I spent
an entire 48 hours nonstop reading manga.
Oh, yay! Oh, I'm so proud of you. What manga? What were you binge reading?
Because I'm literal trash. It was both series of Rosario Vampire.
Okay, yeah, I know you are trash for that one. I can never get into that, but...
Because I'm already caught up on all the other ones that I love, like...
Okay.
One Punch Man.
One Punch Man is amazing. Like.
There's another one, but I don't think I want to say it in public.
What is it? Say it.
Well.
This is the internet. You can say it. I will not judge you.
Kiss Exes. Hey, I can feel you judging.
What? No, I'm laughing because you're laughing. What is it?
Kiss Exes.
Kiss Exes? I feel like I've heard of that, and I've probably read it, because I've read some obscure shit. So, like, if you send me the link to it, I'll let you know if I've read it or not, because I can guarantee you there is, like...
Oh, you would know. It's got twin sisters...
Oh, yeah, no, that shit's funny.
Step brother.
Yeah, that's that
teacher.
And like the two twins, like they're like stepsisters, right? But like they're completely opposites in personalities, and they're like, and I think what they're like, they keep trying to get him in situations that they can date him or something like that. It's really funny.
The manga is
right?
Much worse.
The manga, no, I don't think I've watched the anime, but the manga is, like, so bad, but it's hilarious. So, yes, I will not judge you because I've read that.
I mean,
judge
I'm
you when I've read
up.
it as well.
Like, he dated his teacher.
Oh, I may need to catch up, but no, I have read a good amount of it though. So he starts dating the teacher.
Yeah, they're broke up now. It was
okay. All right. So you read Rosario Vampire this entire weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I finished it, but it's over, and there's no more, and it upsets me because it's on a cliffhanger.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
It's like, hey, you know that guy that's in his harem, and you wanted to know which one he ended up with? The end.
Oh, so they end it like that? Really?
Yeah. It's,
like, he
the
doesn't
same
even
thing
pick?
They did with, like, Negima. Have you ever read that one?
Oh, I love Negima.
Like, to the point where one of his descendants comes back from the future and, like, hey, I know which one he picks. And everyone's like, oh, boy, which one? And then...
who is it? And then they end it. Right. I actually haven't read Negima in a while. But Negima was really good. I liked it.
I wish the anime had more seasons. Instead, they got the first season twice.
Really?
Yeah, it's
I only
a
read the manga
version. It's like an alternate, and then so the beautiful thing is, there's the manga,
mm-hmm.
there's the anime, and then there's the season two of the anime, which is the first season, but from an alternate universe, and then there's a second manga based on the second anime.
So, that's confusing.
It is. But you can tell which one's which based on the punctuation. Just like the working series.
All right. So.
I love those anime.
Oh, man. Speaking of anime, I'm waiting for Steve to get on so we can talk about how awesome Vegeta is. Because in the most recent episode of Dragon Ball Super, Vegeta just continues to show how much of a badass he is. So
he's stronger than Goku right now. I've seen memes.
Vegeta, it seems that way. But, spoiler alert again, but honestly, we've been spoiling you so much. For Dragon Ball Super. So, I'm sorry.
Right. I have the FighterZ game to worry about because it's got delicious bubblegum android. And it's got the one
right, well, when Steve gets...
between Frieza and Yamcha.
Yeah, well, when Steve gets on, we'll talk about Vegeta and his awesomeness in the most recent episode. And they even had a flashback to Dragon Ball Z, and it just made me so happy.
They need to flash forward.
All right.
And then maybe a flash sideways because...
Hey, Steve, perfect timing for to talk
hey.
About how awesome Vegeta is.
Vegeta, my
right?
man.
Vegeta
can't keep doing this.
Vegeta's just a fucking badass.
Vegeta trashed the God of Destruction, so.
He really did. Vegeta just, and he survived. I like that they had the flashback to the Dragon Ball Z. Though. When he's fighting Majin Buu and does the same move, right?
Yep.
Ah, it made me so happy. But, no, like, Vegeta, like, he just keeps getting, like, becoming more and more of a badass every time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I have to watch that episode a few more times just because of, like, how awesome this episode just ends up being, because, like, and I know it's, like, I feel like if they didn't announce that they were ending it in March, they probably could have, like, extended this fight to another episode, like what Dragon Ball always does is extend its fights. But they can't really do that.
Yeah.
Because I would have liked to have seen more of that fight. I would have liked to have seen a lot more of Vegeta versus God of Destruction Topo. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm a bit disappointed
they're rushing fights down. That's kind of the problem.
They are, and I don't like that. I'm disappointed that they're rushing it. But
like, as much as I enjoyed fucking Vegeta going fucking up house.
Yep. But we can't help it because they're ending, the show's ending in March, so
yeah.
There's only however many episodes that are left, it seems.
But where do we go from here?
Well, we go to the movie that they're planning, and then hopefully do a new series sometime after that.
Oh, it'll be like Boruto?
Well, I mean, this is already the fourth Dragon Ball series. So, I mean, you really can't say it's like Boruto.
No.
No, they need to.
What?
Then do what?
They need to do the same thing they did with Boruto. The sequel to Boruto's dad, which was the prequel to Boruto.
Okay. One of my friends was listening and just asked me a question if I think Vegeta is going to go Ultra Instinct. Isn't kind of what he did, kind of his
what
version?
He has is version
isn't it his version of Ultra Instinct? It's just not the same. It's different.
It's not
but
the
it's
same.
His,
it's different, but it's a power up.
Yeah.
He's got whatever you want to call it, Ultra Blue, Ascended Blue, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
That's Vegeta's thing, and we're going to, you know, I think what we're going to see is Vegeta and Goku fuse to become Vegito, and we get Ultra Instinct Vegito. Or something.
Oh,
like that.
Shit. Yeah, Goku. That's
might
true.
That shit for the movie.
Or like Ultra Instinct Blue Vegito, some nonsense.
No, I don't. They might not. I don't think it'll be in the movie because the movie is focusing on Universe 6.
Universe. It's going to be on Planet Saga.
Like, so, that'll be after the Tournament of Power has ended. So.
But if they're going to go out, they're going to go out with a bang, which means they're going to have somebody even stronger.
There's always someone stronger. And Topo, after Topo's demise, oh man, Jiren is such a fucking asshole.
Jiren smiles, that's scary.
Jiren smiled, and he's like, oh, you were worthless. Like, you couldn't even do... You couldn't even, like, defeat these guys. And I'm like, holy shit, he's such a fucking jerk. Right?
Yeah.
So Jiren's the only one left now from his universe. And
yeah, he's gonna go 4-on-1.
Yep.
I did not expect 17 to last all the way to Jiren. I thought he was gonna go out for
17's
I'm
like
so
the MVP.
Happy for that. 17. No, Vegeta's MVP. Vegeta's got the most knockouts.
Yeah.
But 17 is a close runner-up for sure. And I say this as a fan of 17 myself, so.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of 17. But, and then you've got Frieza. And Frieza's still just, like hiding out behind a rock from, like, everything, because, like. I mean, did we see Frieza at the end of the episode? Like, I don't think we did we?
We saw him briefly, but.
Okay, because at the end of the episode, you know, they show 17 surviving the aftermath of Vegeta's attack. And sorry, I'm trying to get comfortable. Okay.
So, what else have you been watching besides Dragon Ball?
Well, I've been watching the trailers for Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom that came out last night during the Super Bowl. So, you didn't see the new trailer?
I did not see the new trailer.
Oh my god, you have to see it.
Did it absolutely.
You have
no
to see
justice.
The new. No, seriously, like.
Me pumped beyond all.
Oh no, no, this trailer was like, I was like, is this a different? Is this the same movie? Especially at
the
beginning,
that dropped back
because at
the
very beginning.
I was like, kind of wishing.
Yeah, but at the very.
It made me so pumped.
At the very beginning of this trailer, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, am I watching Alien? And then it, like, heard the music, and then I was like, oh, no, it's Jurassic Park.
Oh, my
no, like, God. Seriously, I was like, is this Alien? Like, what the fuck? Like, why does that thing look like Alien? It did, didn't it? Tell me I'm not wrong with that.
I absolutely love the darker horror elements. I'm hoping it's going to be like a nice darker story that we got with Lost World.
Oh, I love it too. But let's see if I can find where I shared it on. No. There's not the one. I don't want it to be the, like, Do You Know the Way video.
Do you know the way?
Oh my god. This,
I know the way.
This is why I should not be on Facebook really late at night, because this is the shit I find and I share it because
why not?
Because if you have to wallow in it, so does
exactly.
Everybody else.
Exactly. Exactly. If I have to suffer through it, then everyone else has to.
I'm not suffering.
Okay, what the hell can't I find this video? No! Did I really share that much shit yesterday? Okay, wow, I can't find it. Alright, I don't know, like, but Steve, if you can find the video that far from, like, what I shared yesterday, so Yeah. You'll see the trailer for the new Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom. And just the way the first scene that it shows literally just looks like it's straight up a clip from an Alien movie. Did you find it? Yay! Is this it? Alright, I'm gonna share it. Okay, that didn't work as well as I wanted to work. Come on. Wow, why is my phone not working today? Okay, send in Messenger. Okay, here you go. Here's the link. But yeah. Steve, did you get it?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
Okay, tell me that first scene does not look like it's something from Alien.
No.
You don't think so?
It's got the main character from the first movie.
What? From the little girl in the bedroom? The clip that's on it before you hit play? I don't know, but whatever. So, I've been watching that trailer probably more times than I should be watching it because of my obsession with Jurassic World and Jurassic Park in general. And, like, it seriously does not do the other trailers any justice. Like, this is completely different, and I was like, holy shit, this movie's going to be awesome. Right?
Because since December, I've been a little bit apprehensive about the film, but this trailer right here has me completely sold.
Oh, yeah, no, this, like...
Mostly because the darker elements are exactly what I would put in a Jurassic Park movie, if they let me do it.
The darker elements need to be there. Like... But no,
I'm excited. Something extremely important. Something that has been the best thing ever since the end of the second Jurassic Park movie.
And that is.
That was interesting.
We're gonna make it to mainland.
Yes. All right. No, I do not want to watch another trailer.
We're going to get San Diego 2.0, bitches.
Oh, there's a second trailer. Oh, God, they...
What?
It looks like they do make it to mainland.
Yeah. So that's what I've been watching, and also... In terms of the other trailers that aired, you had the Han Solo movie trailer, which I feel like it could have been better. Like, it wasn't
could
that
have.
Good of a...
But
could have been better.
How low the bar has been set for me by some of the newer films. It's going to look like a breath of fresh air.
Probably. And we were watching it, we were like, what movie is this? And I'm like,
oh
maybe it's a
film.
Han Solo movie.
All by its own.
And then we see the Millennium Falcon, and we're like, oh shit, I called it. Because we kind of really weren't paying attention to much of the commercials. Because, like, they're all car commercials.
That it doesn't just kind of start off with him already being buddies with Chewie. I want to see him save Chewie's life.
I don't
see the life
think
set.
I don't think so, because during the trailer, they even you hear him say something about starting flight school.
Well,
so
he's already been kicked out.
The Han Solo movie,
he's talking about how he got kicked out because...
Kicked out, but yeah. So
he wanted
I think
to think for himself.
Yeah, so I think...
he's a rebel without a cause.
Yeah, so I think we'll get that him and Chewie meeting in this movie. Which I would make me see it if it's actually as, like, the two of them meeting. And
I hope Harrison Ford gets a cameo.
Yeah, as what? Like, his, like, future self?
A bartender.
As a bartender.
Right. Just have him look at him, like, just have him talking all big, like, don't get cocky, kid.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that. I would appreciate that if you did that, but you never know. Like, so I kind of wish there was more from that trailer, though.
So. It's just a teaser, so they'll probably spoil the whole plot.
I know
later.
It is. But I was really disappointed with the Avengers trailer that dropped.
I didn't get a good look at Thanos, but it does look like he's more purple than he was last time.
It was a 30-second drop. I was expecting like a whole minute, like what they did with Jurassic World and with the Han Solo movie. They had like 1 minute or 1.5 minute slots for the trailers.
It's Disney. They have enough
money
to buy
the entire slot. This was 30 seconds, and all they did was just like... They just went through, like, each hero is just turning around facing the screen. Really?
Disney has enough money that they could probably
buy every single slot
in the Super Bowl so much that they wouldn't even have time to play football. It would just be Disney commercials the entire length.
Yes.
And then they'd tell you the score after.
Which is why I was disappointed in the fact that it wasn't an actual trailer. It was just like, oh... There's Iron Man, he's turning around. There's Thor, he's turning around. There's Doctor Strange, he's turning around. No, come on, give me an actual trailer. Right? Give me something that'll, like, make it worth
it.
Come on.
They have several other movies that they could have also done. Like, ones that are coming out, like, really soon. Like,
mm-hmm.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes.
Which I'm looking for.
Which I saw. I saw the trailer for that.
Movie,
Ant-Man's a great
MCU.
Movie.
I also saw it in an empty theater on release night because I was the only one that bought tickets, and it was sad.
What? No one wanted to go see it?
In my hometown, I went on opening night. It was that in the second week of Minions. The theater was packed. I bought my ticket. I went in. I was the only one there to see Ant-Man.
Everyone was seeing Minions.
I hate everyone.
Oh man, that's so sad. That is really, really sad. Oh man, I'm sorry about that. That's bad. Is your town smaller than Oswego?
Very much so.
I mean, I thought Oswego was small. It only has the one theater anyway.
Oswego's a city.
I know, but it's small.
I live in a town. I live in the closest thing to a city in my county. But we can't count as a city because we have not enough people.
Okay.
We have enough meth and heroin, but we don't have enough people.
Meth and heroin. Wow.
Oh, man.
But luckily, our murder rate has been going up, so we might be a city soon.
What? All right. We're going to move on from that one. That took a dark turn. Let's change topics. Let's see.
Dinosaur DNA.
What? All right. Ah, no. What happened? Okay. What happened? Come on.
Am I not the one that died this time?
No. No, you're not. My computer is being weird now. Sorry. Page just froze. Stop. Crap.
Collaborate and listen.
What the hell happened here? Okay, sorry. I'll deal with that. I'll deal with that later. So, all right. Crap. I meant to do this at the beginning, but I gotta keep forgetting to promote my friend's Kickstarter thing at the beginning of the show. So I'm gonna do that quickly at the beginning here. A couple of my friends are started a Kickstarter campaign, Begging for Cream Ice Cream Company. So if you're like, just if you're basically the type of person who plays Cards Against Humanity and is just like a perverted, messed up person who's like basically like me and anyone that will be listening to this podcast, you should definitely check out their campaign on Kickstarter. All I'm doing is helping to do some promotions. And next week I'm going to try and get my two friends who are doing this on the podcast, so they can actually talk a bit more about this as well. But it's called Begging for Cream Ice Cream Company. I have the link on my Facebook page, so you guys can check it out from that. And, yep, that's my promo for my friends to kind of help them get anywhere. I don't know, but, yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to be that friend who helps and all that fun stuff.
You're
so,
doing your thing.
I am. All right. And so that's my promotion for that. All right. So, as I realized that I have, I think, in 10 days, I will be at Katsucon. Oh my god. Yeah. So I'm in like Katsu Crunch mode, which like combined with my horrible sense of procrastination is just not a really good thing to be in. Because I'm trying to get my cosplay done and my procrastination hit just keeps always, it always hits. It just, it's like it never leaves. So, I'm not entirely sure, like, how to fight it, because this is just, like...
You just gotta get it done.
I know, I gotta get it done. So, but thankfully, I now have... my new cosplay for Katsucon is, Princess Bibi from, One Piece.
Oh, fun.
In the dancer outfit. So I have like everything I need for it, and I have it about 70% done. give or take. So, like, it's not completely, it's not like I have to do it from scratch. Like, I do have a good amount of it finished. I just have to finish it. And that's where the procrastination hits, because, like, me and finishing stuff, like, doesn't really go hand in hand until the last minute, until the deadline hits. Like, I always try to be that person who, like, back in college or even in high school, to do an assignment when I got it. So I would be like, you know what, I'm going to get this started and get it done. And I would put my name on it, or like I'd type up the name and the date, and that'd be it. And maybe like 2 weeks later when it was like, or like whenever it was due, I'd get back to it and I'd do it. It's like, nah, I tried, but I wasn't able to get it done ahead of time. And like, I can't commit to a cosplay lineup for Anime Boston either. But luckily I have more time for Anime Boston. But I can't get my lineup situated. Like, it keeps changing.
I don't even have that many costumes, so.
I originally, like, last year, I had 4 planned.
What?
For Anime Boston.
I need to meet. I'm not talking to you.
Well, so, 2 of those are very likely not going to happen. Actually, no, 3 of them. Yeah, 3 of them, because my One Piece cosplay changed, because I wanted to do Carrot, but that's not going to happen, because I'm going to be doing Vivi, since I already have Vivi done, so it's like, okay, I don't actually have to, like, make a new One Piece cosplay. But I'm still kind of, like, I want to do Jim Hawkins from Outlaw Star. I still want to do that one, but I just, like, I don't know if I'll have time to get that one done. So, yeah, I don't have my lineup set for Anime Boston, except for Vivi and Super Saiyan 3 Khalifa, which, that wig is going to be the, like, death of me. Because, like, apparently I like to torture myself with hair. Because, like, that's so much hair. Oh, my God. So, but I'll get it done, hopefully. And, oh, man. But, I mean, I'll figure out. I should have my 3rd cosplay planned for Anime Boston. There is a high possibility that's going to be Bakugo. Because it's already done. So if I can't get Jim Hawkins done in time, it'll be Bakugo. Which I don't have a problem doing, because Bakugo is awesome, so. Nah.
I need to do a Toshinori, but alas, the
only yes, you do.
I have our lowly Team Skull Grunts.
You do.
And Shaggy Norville Rogers.
No, you do, and you have to, like. You have to come down here and, like, go to a con. Like, okay? All right?
You city folks scare me.
Well, I don't know how close you are to Syracuse, but there's a con that one of my friends had a comic book shop in Syracuse, and they do like a small local con, and I'm going to go to that. So, but like I said, I don't know how close you are to Syracuse.
It's only about 2.5, maybe 3 hours.
Oh, well, that's a lot closer than I am. I know. But he's going to get me the information when it gets closer to when that con's going to be, because he's like, so I'm like, yeah, I want to go. And, yeah. That way we can cosplay together. Yay! And I already told him that I've committed to bringing Bakugo to that con, because it's awesome. It's flashy. It's it's cute. It's probably one of like my biggest cosplays in terms of props, and it's just fun to do. So, yeah, think about that, and I'll get more information when my friend gets back to me on when that con actually is going to be. Yeah. So there's that. That way you don't have to actually come all the way down to, like, here.
To the big, scary city.
Yes, because Syracuse is not a big, scary city. Right?
Yes, it is. I feel safer here with my locally sourced methamphetamine.
You're, what, 12 cats?
Let's see, 10. 10 cats.
10 cats. Ah, I was close. Off by 2, that's all right. All right. Anything you guys want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
I've gone through my topics for now.
Well,
good old
I've just been playing Persona 5 all week.
Yeah, you're obsessed with that game. It's got you hooked.
It's
right?
You know what kind of weird shit that me and Darcy watch? What about you?
Oh, please, some of what I watch isn't even, like, go into, like, weird shit. Besides, I mostly read the more, like, random and obscure shit. I don't really watch it.
But that's half the fun. Like, the not-for-TV season of Kiss Exist. Which surprised the hell out of me that the first one I saw was for TV.
Wait, you mean there's like there's an X-rated one that's not for TV?
Like there's an entire like OVA season.
How many episodes? Can you send me a link? Because I think I need to watch that because I've not been I clearly have not watched enough of this.
Let's see. It goes from episode 1 to 12. Then there's an OVA 0 through 12.
Holy shit! Yo, send me the link to the OVA, because, like, that is something that I kind of want to watch, because, like,
it's beautiful.
Exactly. No,
it's nowhere near the worst thing I've ever watched.
Why? What's the worst thing you've ever watched?
Oh, God. I don't... If I tell you what it is, I'm afraid that the FBI is going to kick down my door.
Oh, it's that bad.
Have you ever heard of a little manga and anime known as Kodomo no Jikan?
Kodomo?
Child's Toy. Yeah, I've seen it and heard of it. That's a
no.
It's like a one-way ticket to a party wagon.
It's pretty funny. It's classic as hell.
It's a beautiful love story if you read the manga.
Can you hear me?
So, there's a third grader.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
There's a third grader who falls in love with her teacher.
Oh, I think I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I've read the manga.
I finished the manga. It is a beautiful love story. It really touched my heartstrings.
I think I have read it. Yeah, no, it sounds familiar. Of that manga, because I'm very positive.
Kodomo no Jikan has 12 episodes. The second season has 3 episodes, and then there are 4 OVAs.
That's it?
And there's like one short movie.
I'm going to have to watch this now. This sounds like a one-way ticket to hell.
It is. Oh, I remember.
It's like Boku no Pico Light.
Oh, I have read the manga.
It's a touching story.
I have
story.
Read the manga.
I've read the manga. I'm going to find a few more.
All right. Yeah. I watched the anime for this, but I did read the manga. Like I said, I've read, like, some...
When was the last time you read the manga?
My taste in manga is, like,
did you
ranges
get to finish
on
the whole
like,
thing?
I don't know. It's been a while.
It has a very definitive end.
I don't think I did.
In fact, it's one of the very few mangas I've read that actually had an ending where I felt comfortable where it ended. Like,
so
all the loose ends
where
were tied.
Ended, really. Like, story-wise,
yeah.
Or, like, what?
Like, story-wise, like, everything just kind of fell into place. Like, there was
okay.
Nothing that was kind of, like, loose and out there.
Things fell into place, nothing was loose at all?
There's a very solid punctuation.
I looked it up, it's got, I think, 80 chapters.
That's actually pretty amazing, huh?
Because I remember reading it
and it went on for a while.
The beautiful thing about it, the most beautiful thing, is that it was almost released in the U.S.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They had a... I think they had an official translation for the first... I think it was, like, the first few chapters, and they're getting ready to release it in the United States before it got pulled. I don't know why.
Okay, when was this out?
A few years ago.
When did the manga come out? 2005. in April 2013. Okay. I definitely never finished this. That I can definitely say for sure, but I definitely probably like read like a good chunk of it. But I'd have to find the manga again.
Watching some episodes back in the day, but it's weird that I never really like picked up on what it was going to be about. Because if I had realized it was going to go down that way, I probably would have been more interested because it sounds fucked up.
Okay, would you like to hear an excerpt from the Wikipedia page?
Oh, please inform me.
Was originally licensed for distribution in North America in 2006 by the Los Angeles-based company Seven Seas Entertainment. The first volume of the manga, having been slated for an early 2007 release, according to Futabasha, the title of Nymphette was selected for the English language version at the suggestion and later insistence of the original creator. The manga, however, soon became the target of controversy after questions were raised about its appropriateness for North American audiences. In a written statement, the president of Seven Seas Entertainment observed that those who are speaking out against Nymphette seem to be disturbed by the relationship between two characters in the story, namely an elementary school student and her adult teacher.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, they seem to be. I don't know why.
Yeah, I remember reading, like, parts of it, but like I said, my manga taste, like, really just doesn't have as much of a genre. Like, I can just read whatever and just, like, enjoy it. I like finding obscure shit to read when it comes to manga. The more obscure, the more random and funny and shit it is. So. Wow, we have 7 minutes left. That actually killed some time, which is pretty good.
Ooh. Ooh, guess what? Yeah. Negima makes another pop-up. Former manga editor Torin Smith commented on the issue in favor of its content, accusing people who supported the reverse gender scenario in a series such as Negima, Master Negimagi, of being hypocritical.
Really?
It all comes full circle, baby.
Why do people have a problem with Negima?
Probably the high school chicks wanting to bang their 10-year-old teacher.
Aren't they in junior high? Not high school. Like, I think they're only, like, 3 years older than
him. They're, like,
him.
14, 15, 16 or something.
Really? Okay.
They were old. They were legal in certain prefectures
it's
in the
been,
Japanese
it's been
countryside.
It's one of the ones that I do want to go back and reread, but and yep. Wow, 5 minutes. Okay. What can we do in the last 5 minutes of the show?
We should talk about a wholesome anime.
A wholesome anime? Dragon Ball Super.
No. More wholesome.
What's more wholesome than Dragon Ball Super?
The only anime where every girl is best girl.
Mitsuboshi Colors.
My Hero Academia?
Yes. Where the only sin is a grape.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the grape guy.
I need my fix. I need another hit. Where's my...
Isn't the anime returning in March? Season 3?
But it's not March yet.
I know it's not March yet, but soon.
Then I'm going to have to wait every week. This is going to be horrible.
Yeah, that'll be bad, but worth it at the same time.
Granted, the between seasons is god awful. At least anime is nothing like the fucking cartoons that I actually like to watch. Where be like, hey, have 3 episodes. I'll see you next year.
Yeah.
God damn Rebecca Sugar. God damn Pendleton Ward.
Quiet.
Too quiet.
Somebody say something. Do you want to wrap this up, Early Pebbles? Darcy? Hello?
Hello? Oh, God. Is she the one that... Oh.
I think we lost Darcy. This is awkward. it's seeming more in... Okay, Darcy messaged me. No. Oh, that was a while ago. It seems Darcy is no longer with us.
Let's have a moment of silence for our fallen comrades.
It seems that we've lost the host of our podcast, and neither one of us are particularly sure what to say here to that. Very awkward situation, indeed.
Thank you all for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Please like and subscribe.
Please like and subscribe. Hit the
and
thumbs up button.
Click that notification button. you can follow her on her Facebook at DJ Pebbles. She's also on Twitter.
Is she also on Twitter?
I think so.
Probably.
Just Google it. And we're down to 50 seconds. So we'll see
seconds.
You again next week at the same bat time, same bat channel.
She's really not coming back. Wow. That's a problem.
Oh, God.
The silence is
painful.
Connor
has never moved so slow before.
I'm sorry. Usually we have more to say than this, but apparently nobody has anything to say today, so good night. Apparently.